Genesis 41, I'll start reading in verse 9. Genesis 41, I'll start reading in verse 9. Then the chief butler spoke to Pharaoh, saying, I remember my fault this day when Pharaoh was angry with his servants and put me in custody in the house of the captain of the guard, both me and the chief butler. So two of them were in, a butler, baker, both of them were in there. The baker was in with the butler in jail. Verse 11, we each had a dream in one night. Both in one night they had a dream, he and I. Each of us dreamed according to the interpretation of his own dream. Now there was a young Hebrew, a Christian man, a God-fearing man, in the jail with us. He was there, a servant of the captain of the guard, and we told him, and he interpreted our dream for us. To each man, he interpreted according to his own dream. So one had an interpretation and the other had an interpretation. Verse 14, and it came to pass just as he interpreted for us, so it happened. He restored me to my office and he done what? He hanged him. Then Pharaoh said, call Joseph, that was the one that was under the captain of the guard, Joseph who had the coat of many colors, Joseph whose father loved him, Joseph who God favored. And they brought him quickly out of the dungeon, and he shaved and changed his clothing and came to Pharaoh. Father, we bless you for these moments that we have. We bless you for these moments that you call me into. Father, we thank you in this sanctuary and through streaming now that you would speak to your people. Father, we eradicate this audience from ignorance by the anointing. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and take your seats. I want to talk to you. My title then, and it still is, I didn't change the title. And let me tell you this, it's easy for me to come up with a message. You give me one thought, I'll come up with a message. You say one word, I'll come up with a message. As Bishop Lowe was speaking to me on the other day on the phone, and maybe even yesterday, as he was talking, I was catching his vision for the night that we'll go into. If anyone speaks a word, I can get a message, because I always relate every word that a person speaks back to the Bible. So I do a comparison. If they're talking and it don't fit the Bible, I can't run with them. But if they're talking and it fits the Bible, then I can be in agreement with them. I will not agree with anyone that I can't find a biblical reference for what they're doing or what they're saying. No, don't operate like that. So my title is, what you are now is what you were then. What you are now is what you were then. So we see Joseph, he's in prison. Not for doing something wrong, but for being right and being favored to God. In fact, his enemies gave him a ride to his destination. If you really think about it, some of you get so upset about what your enemies are doing, they may be positioning you. I didn't say this in Atlanta. Because see, God knows you're not going to be in obedience yourself. So he may be using your enemies to position you. I believe my enemies positioned me. They didn't know they were positioning me, but they did position me. Some of the things I'm doing now, I never would have done if I didn't have enemies that positioned me. So now he's in position. He's not in his full level of authority, but he's in position. He's under the captain of the guard. He's in the dungeon. But his gift is now working while he's in the dungeon. I don't understand, your gift can't work when trouble's in your life. If your gift can't function when trouble's in your life, you may not be as gifted as you think you are. But his gift begins to function while he's in trouble. You don't know how many times I've had to preach and my gift and my anointing work when things were awful. I kind of question a person that cannot function under pressure. In fact, I have many questions about people who can't function under pressure who say that they're called. Now, you should be able to function because Joseph functioned under pressure, because if you fall apart in the dungeon, you're going to fall apart in the palace. Let me say that again. If you fall apart in the dungeon, you will fall apart in the palace. What you were then is the same thing that you are now. So he was able to be calm and sensitive to the presence of God while he was in darkness, while he was in a low place, when he was in an obscured place. But his gift was still working effectively. God will tend to allow you to get under pressure to see how effective you are while you're under pressure. Because the proof of what you'll do when you're in the palace is what you'll do when you're in darkness. See, all those things are interconnected. You're not going to be great right here, and then you're going to fall apart there. So if you didn't fall apart in your rough place, then you're going to be steady in your elevated place. So I just want to help you here, because this is all scripture. And I'm amazed at how this boy could get so focused, and people who he's giving the interpretation to may not stay with him. One got hanged, one went back to his position. I don't want to know how good you are when it's your day. I want to know how good you are when hell is breaking loose in your life. When everything that can hit you is hitting you, when every negative thing that could come your way is coming your way, when everybody that can turn on you has turned on you, how are you then? Because most of us don't understand leadership is pressure. And some people want to get in leadership to avoid pressure. You can't avoid pressure in leadership. Leadership is all the time pressure. Ask Pastor Keon. It's pressure. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Somebody's going to come and say something about you. You can't hardly open up your mouth and hardly say anything. There's a whole lot of pressure. And people tend to want to hold you hostage, especially when the streaming is on, so you can't say what you need to say. And you can't correct what you need to correct. So I want to talk to all of you who jumped on the wrong side, get on the right side, because you're about to miss your opportunity. Because when things like that happen, you have to address it. Do we want you or do we want God? We want God because you weren't there when God lifted us out of the darkness. You weren't there when our gifting was working, when nobody was supporting us. You weren't there. So how in the world are you going to get me to side with somebody that wasn't here when I started? So just let's just talk. See, your stuff's got to work. And these guys, these 12 guys, and I know some pressure has come on, because I know what kind of pressure comes to what I do. So I know the pressure's on. So I have to see how they're responding to the pressure. I couldn't block the pressure. I can pray for them while they're in the pressure, but I can't remove the pressure because I couldn't remove my pressure. But the telltale story about their quality and their qualification is, can they handle the pressure that's on them? Because I've had a lot of them that said they could handle the pressure, but couldn't handle the pressure. They didn't drop out because I put them out. They got back. They stepped back because they couldn't handle the pressure. Yep, they stepped down. They stepped down because they couldn't handle the pressure, because there's a lot of pressure that goes along with leadership, and it looks real good when you're standing on the stage. But what about when all hell breaks loose on you and you got to stand up here and look good? Don't look like hell's breaking loose in your house. Don't look like you and your wife just had a fight. Don't look like your children acting crazy. Don't look like the devil tried to attack your business or your career, but you still got to stand up here and have a straight face. Yeah, I love security. What do you do when people start shooting in the church? Do you run for cover or do you run for the person that's doing the shooting? That's the kind of security we need in this day and time. Everybody can look good standing there with their little earpiece in and talking back and forth to one another. But when somebody comes up in your church, say, we're going to take somebody out, will you be the first one that runs out the corner door, or would you run towards the threat that's in the house? I need to hear something up in here. I need to know before the pressure come on. You look real good looking. Everybody in Walmart likes to see you. Ain't you the one that was standing up there by the stage up there and refresh? But what about when hell breaks out? What you gonna do then? So you gotta have some people that can handle pressure. So Joseph, he could handle the pressure. He was able to give the interpretation of the dream while he was under pressure. Some of y'all don't monitor the people you keep close to you. You need to find out if they can handle the pressure before you give them a position with you. If they that flaky now, just imagine when the pressure comes on. There ain't nothing even broke out and they already running. Okay. I'm just talking about gifting. I'm just talking about giftings, okay? All right. Okay, what if they say something about me? If I correct Shannon on social media, what are you going to say about me? You going to run out of here and talk about me? I believe a curse going to break out on you. You start talking about something, I correct it. All you low-level thinkers, I want to talk to you. All you low-level thinkers, ain't never been committed, never would have followed Jesus. You would have ran. You would have lied. You would have done all that with Jesus. Don't act funny with me. You ain't got no real Christianity.
All right.
Excuse me. Let me come back to myself. Every one of y'all need to go on his page and say, hey, I understand. I got a real pastor too.
Okay.
I ain't got to have your shout. God called me. You didn't. I've been preaching a long time without an amen. I don't need your amen, especially when you got to squeeze it out and it's not voluntarily. All right. Listen to this. It's shame, a shame that so many people around the man of God, and he ain't got no support because they haven't been tried in the fire. Somebody should have vetted you very well before they put a collar on your neck. Okay. You're going to get out of here. You ain't going to be with me. You ain't going to be with me. I know some hellacious days are coming. I know some fire is coming. So you might as well make up your mind. You don't look real good with me unless you can handle some pressure when it comes on. Where my boys at up in here? I ain't talking about no kids. I like that deacon that dropped the camera and ran up there and tackled the guy. I like that kind of deacon. That's the kind of deacon you need to have around. Homer stops video and said, I tackled him. He wasn't paying. I tackled him. Okay. I'm sorry. Your cute church stuff is over. In this whole entire world, you looking for cute church, you not going to find cute church. Ain't no such thing as cute church in an awful upside down community. Okay, let me get back to my text here. You crazy, everybody on your job crazy. All the people running around, living around you are crazy right now because of the pandemic. How are you going to get cute and everybody crazy? Everybody's got a twitch to them right now. Everybody needs that mental illness information. Everybody needs it. Me and you think you don't need it, let us ask your wife. All right, let me get back to my text. You need to find out who's with you before. Okay. All right. Can I get into my few points? Your character of serving develops long before your promotion. Your character of serving develops long before your promotion. You will be serving long before your elevation. Some people wonder when I came on the scene, when my serving matured. The stuff I'm doing now, I've been doing for years, long before you knew me. You know, it wasn't just me holding a baby for somebody to take a picture of me on the side of the road. I really didn't know anybody was taking a picture. I was wondering why I had one kid on my right hand and another kid in my arm. I was wondering if anybody had a camera because it was a scene I wanted to remember. So these things are birthed in you early when nobody's watching. Most of you want to do it when everybody's watching. You're not prepared to do it when everybody's watching because you weren't doing it when nobody was watching. If you weren't doing it when nobody was watching, you're going to fail when everybody's watching. If you don't love when nobody's watching, when everybody's watching, you're going to show off in a bad way when everybody's watching. Some of you are surprised by people's behavior. They've been doing that all the time. You just don't live with them. That's normal for them. That's why they were so bold to do it in front of you. This ain't the first time they snapped. No, let me help y'all some with some of y'all who are newer. There's a church person, there's a home person, and there's a work person. Imagine trying to facilitate all those personalities in your mind. Some of y'all has only met the church person. Okay. Your character of serving develops long before your promotion. People are waiting on promotion. God is developing character. People are waiting on promotion. God is developing character. I want to go back to 2017. I preached on a Wednesday. I get home on a Wednesday. I get a call from my bishop's wife. My bishop is ill. I get a call from his wife. She asked me, did you know you were his replacement? This is on a Wednesday. I said, absolutely not. Most people thought I knew, but I didn't know. I said, no, I didn't know. She said, well, you need to make contact with this person on Thursday. So I made contact. They sent me legal documents concerning it. While we were on the phone, she said to me, I think you need to come and visit. I said, well, I'm supposed to preach there on Sunday. She said, no, I believe you need to come sooner. So I said, let me rearrange my schedule and we'll come Friday. I went Friday. I saw exactly why she said I needed to come early. Well, after coming home, and there was a change in the schedule, after coming home, he passed away that Sunday morning. I was there because I rushed over. Now, I didn't know that from Wednesday to Sunday, if I couldn't get ready, I wouldn't be ready. I'm telling you, y'all listening, y'all looking at me funny, you probably offended by something I said. I think you got by Wednesday to Sunday to be ready for what God has for you. Some of y'all not listening to me. God sent you here tonight. God's got you streaming in tonight because what's coming your way can happen from Wednesday to Sunday. And if you're rejecting me on this Wednesday, you're not going to be ready on Sunday. And that's your problem. You're always rejecting a voice that's credible and listening to people who have no credibility. So I had to get several years of preparation from Wednesday to Sunday. And I operated for 16 months as if I knew everything the whole time. Why did I operate like that? Because I was ready before I got the call. Some of you have gone into depression because you're not doing what you want to do. But are you ready for what God has for you to do? That's what I want to know. Are you evaluating? Are you working your gift in the low place? Are you slinging that mop with an art so that when you're doing something on a higher level, you already got your skills ready? Do you have the right attitude? Do you have the right posture for the place that's waiting on you? Because from Wednesday to Sunday, my life was never the same. And it's never been the same. I went from a, what they say, 2,200 seater to a 7,600 seat auditorium. And I was the guy on the platform. How do you, in a few days, get ready for what's going from 2,200 to 7,600 in just a few days? You have to have been doing some things right over there. In the dark, when nobody knew you, serving well, when nobody saw you. See, don't throw down your service because nobody's looking, because the one who gives elevation and promotion is always looking. You're not taking a step, you're going a leap. And some of y'all are not ready for a leap because you're too busy trying to monitor steps. You see why I'm preaching this here too? Somebody needs to hear. I see my guests back there. Hopefully y'all digesting this because God's got a great place that he's taking y'all to. Listen to this. What you do on a high level will surprise others, but not you. It's not going to surprise you because all you're doing is what you were doing on a lower level. I've been doing this the whole time. I've been preaching the whole time. I've been leading the whole time. You know what would have been the drastic change and possibly the hang up is because I'd never been governed by deacons. And so I got there and I said, I don't flow like that. You understand? I always led. And if you don't know, biblically, and my mentors showed me how to lead. So if I become something else, then maybe I wasn't real then. Maybe I wasn't a real thing here at Refresh. If I didn't stand up there and say, no, hey, listen here. If he said he wanted me to lead, I am going to lead. Doesn't mean I'm controlling everything. It does mean I'm influencing things. Okay. So I told him, if you're not going to do what's supposed to be done, because I'm not going to be your employee, I'll just serve you for free. Some of y'all sell yourselves out. As long as I'm serving out of the goodness of my heart, I am never your slave. You can never hold me hostage because I'm not doing it for money. I'm doing it because that's who I am. What you do on a higher level may surprise others, but not you. Because you've been doing it like that for a while. People look at me and they try to challenge my leadership. But my leadership is not always for where I am. Let me help y'all. If you lead an organization, and you lead on the thinking pattern of that organization will never grow. You have to step up for that organization to come up. You cannot lead on the same level of the organization and give room for the organization to expand. In other words, mama, Mother's Day is coming up. You cannot be her sister and her mama. Did that bring clarity right there? If she's your sister, then you have given up the right to correct her as a mother. Okay. Can I go on? So if I become your fishing buddy, when you're going in a direction that's not good for your household, I can't correct you because I'm your buddy. I've lowered myself to friendship. Now I can't rescue you because you're not going to listen to me because we too close. Let me help you. If you have a business, you cannot expand that business because you have too much of a friendship with the person that you're employing. And if that is the case, when it's time to make a decision, you don't have enough boldness to make a decision because you're too tied in and you feel like if I say something they don't like, I'm going to lose a relationship. Now, if you let it stay like that, you're going to lose your business. So no mistaking that I'm a pastor. Make it clear. I'll hang out, but I will never jeopardize my position where I cannot help this ministry to thrive. Because as soon as you lower yourself, and you're not being funny, as soon as you lower yourself, you give up your right to make a critical decision for your organization. All right. You know the reason Refresh is not dead? Because I stay in my place. Sometimes I got a lot of people around me. Sometimes I don't have anybody around me. Sometimes I got too much company. Sometimes I don't have any company at all. Look at your neighbor, tell them operating on a high level will cost you. Are you willing to pay? Okay. All right. Can we go on? Some of y'all are very successful in your dreams, but you can cancel out your dreams by treating your organization like it's your best friend. Are we okay? You are already functioning for where you are going. You're already functioning. You don't start functioning. I've been watching just a little bit on Instagram. What's the young girl? She's the fastest woman in the world. What's her name? Richardson? Okay. Sha'Carri Richardson. You think for one moment she got out there and ran like she ran and didn't have no practice, didn't do anything to prepare. She just woke up one morning and said, I want to go to the Olympics. She has been doing it for a long time. She did not go to the Olympics until her speed met what she thought the requirement was. The problem is they think I'm bivocational. I am full time. This is what I do. So every thought, everything I study, my preparation, how I breathe. You thought I didn't practice breathing. How do you think I maintain? I practice breathing. I want to talk to some people that's got greatness in them, but they haven't been practicing their breathing technique. It's good you're here tonight, Tan. Because you got greatness in you, girl. And that's why you gotta put some separation between you and what's called your girlfriend. Because you may be your girlfriend's boss. And she gonna trip on you if you're too close. Y'all know how we act. You're already functioning. You can't just start functioning. You got to already be functioning. You got to already have your mind made up. You're not sitting there trying to think, do I don't know. You have to have your mind made up. You have to already be fully in. While you're doing this thing, you're dreaming about that thing. While he was in the dungeon, he was practicing. He was practicing while he was in the dungeon. How are you going to swing a bat and you've been bouncing the ball? You got to swing the bat. So whatever you're going to do there, you got to start doing it right now. And you got to do it. And you got to do it. And you got to do it. You can't be a part-time singer. You can't be a part-time teacher. You can't be a part-time preacher. You can't be a part-time musician. You got to do it and keep doing it and keep doing it, because it got to become a fiber of who you are. Because when the promotion takes place, you don't have time to practice. See, some of you want that. You want to be able to go home and change clothes. I heard about it Wednesday for the very first time. Sunday morning about 5:00, I'm on my way to Atlanta. I never came back home the same. Well, somebody said, well, you're not over there anymore. Well, I was that before I went there. You don't understand. I had gone through my metamorphosis before I went there. So there's no way I can go there and then come back and be what you can fit in your mind, because I had already gone through my metamorphosis, because that's why I was able to do that, because I was a butterfly already. I know you want to clip my wings. And when you're around people who want to clip your wings, it's a sign that you need to move into another arena. See, most people are comparing me with preachers now, but they don't understand I study leadership more than I study preaching. It's not the quality of my preaching now, it's the quality of my leadership now, because you can only get people through a pandemic when you have leadership skills. It's not about, I'm not comparing myself. That's why I'm not afraid to bring anybody in here to preach, because preaching is one thing, leading is a totally different thing. People don't follow you because you can preach. People follow you because you can lead. Go ask the storefront preacher down the street. One day I don't have to preach, but I always lead. Because that's who I am. I can't change that now. I wasn't being rebellious against what they were trying to do. I wasn't being rebellious. I just couldn't go back to being a caterpillar. I couldn't get back in the cocoon. And they asking me, can you get back in the cocoon? I said, no, I can't get back in the cocoon. I can't go back to being something I've already gotten past. And some of you already gone through that process. You already moved beyond that process. And everybody's trying to get you to go back and be in a cocoon. No, I can't get back there. I destroyed the cocoon when I was coming out. Look at your neighbor. Say, I have wings now. They had put Joseph in the dungeon. They threw him in a pit. They put him in the dungeon. And then they put him back there. But this time when he came out with wings. So they could not put him back into the place. And biblically, he never went back to that place again. Look at your neighbor. Tell him, I'm never going back there again. Some of y'all need to hear this. You're too big to go back. You got too much wingspan to go back. The metamorphosis has been so major. There's no way they can get you back into that. There's no, you've outgrown that now. You're already functioning. Where you're going. You wonder why they have problems with you. But why don't you just settle down? Do you know what I was raised under, mentored by? How can I settle down? Do you know what my spiritual father, he impacted Atlanta? Do you know how in the world can I come back to Alabama and just be a casual man? There's no way I can get back to being casual. When I was crawling, I was dreaming about flying. Any of y'all ever been doing something that was temporary, but you was dreaming about what the possibilities were? See, I just want to stimulate the dreamers in this place tonight. I want to let you know, you may be crawling right now, but you got a dream in you that has wings with it. Just a little bit further. Just a little bit further. I can't help I came out of Bradford. I can't help I'm black. I can't help on the end of that. But what I can do, I can grab a hold of my dream. And let the metamorphosis take place in my life. And if I don't fit where I came from, maybe I wasn't supposed to stay there. The reason you seem like too much for where you are is because your elevation is coming soon. You're just too much. You're just too much. Every time you walk in the room, you just shift the room. You're just too much. You're just too much. Let me tell you, you're too much because your time of elevation has arrived. That's why you're too much. You wonder why you don't fit. You don't fit because your elevation time has come and you're just too much. You're like, well, they're getting on my nerves. No, you're not getting on their nerves. You're showing them what you're going to do and what they can't do. I can always tell when my elevation time comes, I start getting on people's nerves. Why don't he shut down Wednesday night? Everybody else shut down Wednesday night. Well, I fly on Wednesday nights. And all you have to do is stay at home. Let me tell you, it's simple, guys. It's simple. You don't want to come worship, stay at home. I like to fly at night. You see how easy? They make it so complicated. They'll try to tear down your Wednesday night service because they don't want to come. And all they had to do, it's your life, it's your energy, it's your time, it's your gas. When you got it like you got it, you don't do it like everybody else is doing it. Everything that's similar is never a movement. If it's similar to everything else, it's not going to shake or shift anything. Okay. Aren't you glad I came back to it? Let me help you. Don't get upset with them. Forgive everybody that saw the change in you that you didn't see in yourself. Just go ahead. Don't blame them for you coming out of your cocoon. You know, I have no problem with them. I grew. The problem wasn't them. The problem was the hunger in me. They left food on the table. I cleaned the table. The problem wasn't them. The problem was me, which is not a problem. I'm just too hungry for the table I'm sitting at. And when you're too hungry for the table you're sitting at, don't try to get them to bring more food to the table. Just get your little old self up and go sit at a king's table, because there's always more than enough food at a king's table. Just tell your neighbor, I just grew. I just grew. Yeah. It's all that happened. You just grew. You just grew. They wonder, why are you not satisfied like everybody else? Can't you just calm down? Can't you just fit in? Can't you just be like us? Joseph, very early in his life, he started talking about dreams. The other ones didn't have any dream. It does not speak about any of the family having a dream. Only Joseph was having dreams. Just because nobody else in your family is having dreams doesn't mean you need to kill your dream. The reason you seem like too much for where you are is because your elevation is coming soon. It's right around, can I say it like this? It's right around the corner. That's how Shannon would say it. It's right around the corner. Let me help you with something. Your haters can't stop you. The people who won't support you can't stop you. You got a reference there. It's in your Bible. They can't stop your elevation. They want to, but they can't stop your elevation. They tried to, and they've not been able to stop it. They wanted you dead, but they couldn't even kill you right. When it's on God's schedule, it doesn't matter what they have on their schedule. It will not stop your elevation. It won't stop it. Are y'all okay? I'm about done. This is my last point. Get ready to shave and dress, because your gift has been effective for a while. Check this out. There was nothing wrong with his gift. It was working. It was just the way he was dressed, and he needed a good shave. It was what grew on him and what he wore that he needed to get rid of. Because internally, who he was who he was. You think you're about to become something. No, what you are, everybody's about to see. You're not about to become anything. You're dressing for your debut. Yes, you're dressing for the place that you knew was in you the whole time. You're moving now in a strategic way because God woke up something in you years and years ago and you kept feeding it. The reason Joseph was so effective in the dungeon is because he fed the real person in the dungeon so he wouldn't die before he had his moment. You got to get in environments where you feed it. You got to get around people who've been through that same process. The way I find my friends, I have to hear about a process they've been through. And every one of us have walked through a process to get to our destination. And we all believe God's not done with us yet. You got to know that you know that you know that you know that God is not done with you yet. And let me help you with the pressure. The pressure is what you need in order to show you how strong you are in the place that you're in. My strength didn't come when I got there. My strength came when I had to peck away and peck away and peck away and peck away and peck away. Because when your moment comes, and ain't nobody talking like this, that's why a lot of people are not entering into their moments. Everybody wants to keep control of you because they're afraid that you're going to start thinking outside of the box, or you're going to hear something that stimulates you, or you're going to read something that wakes up the real individual that's on the inside of you. But let me tell you, I ain't nervous about you. In fact, I ain't even jealous of you. We need more of you rising up in times like these. We need more people being released into destiny. We need more people thinking outside the box. Everybody wants to put you in a box. God is calling you outside of the box. God is calling you to come forth. Yes, come here and feed. Yes, come here and be in power. But then after you leave, go and not take sides. Go and take over that. If I equip you, it means one day I can't keep you. If I wanted to keep you, I would never equip you, because every person that was ill-equipped was kept. But if you equip them, you can release them. And people are ready to be released. Since the pandemic hit, nobody's going to be able to control you. Nobody can control you, but they can empower you. So everybody that tries to put you in your inner cage, it don't matter if it's your parent, they will not be able to create a cage that'll hold you, because you're not fit for it. Cave. You're fit to fly. You're fit to stretch your wing. Your days of crawling are over. Joseph's time came. I want to announce your time has come. Give God a praise in this house. They don't see their wings. But if you got wings, go ahead and flap them just a little bit, because you're going somewhere. You're going to do something. You're going to do something so amazing, it's going to blow the minds of the people that you came away from. They thought you were dead. They wish you were dead. Until you come into your moment, we won't be fed on the other side until you come into the moment that God has ordained. Somebody shout, I'm going there, I'm going there. 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 I don't fit right here, but I'm going there. told Bishop T.C. Daniel, I said, man, you preached up in that house. I said, you really preached. And I said, come up to my office. He and his wife came up to my office. I said, stand right here. We want to take a picture. And they were wondering why we wanted to stand in the position that we were standing in. I said, we're going to stand in this position because you can see in my office, executive office of Stephen A. Davis. Listen, you're not jealous of anybody when you know who you are. I will bring some of the greatest preachers of the gospel in this house. But at the end of the day, I can see my name in that executive office. I am still the senior pastor, so I'm not afraid to bring giftings around me that will advance this entire house, that will advance every part of your life, that would stimulate every part of your life, because at the end of the day, it's my characteristic that draws great gifting into this house. So get ready, because you're about to do something you never thought you could do. You're about to go somewhere you never thought you could go, because when the leader is secure, all the people will rise up. And to do a town hall meeting. I learned this. The older I get, I'm getting wiser. For many years, I worked to be anointed. For many years. Now, since I'm wiser and I have great mentorship, I am working to steward the anointings. So you'll understand, if you're working to play the game, that takes energy. I'm going to work to own the team. Nothing wrong with playing for seasons. Hairstylists, you need to take up the booth rent, not be doing hair the whole time. Own the hair salon and check on the business of the hair salon. How many years your back's gonna hurt from standing for all those hours? I just want to make you dream. I just want to make you dream. God has greatness for you. And I just wanted to release you to operate in. Because the pandemic pulled down all the bars. And if you try to control people in this season, you're going to lose everybody. But if you give them room to operate, they will always come back and eat and then go back out and do powerful things. Let me pray a prayer, then we're going to let y'all go. Father, I thank you for the word of the Lord. I thank you for the cupbearer. I thank you for the baker. I thank you for Joseph. I thank you for Pharaoh. I thank you for the biblical example of what you want to do in the lives of God's people. I thank you, God, for every brother that was jealous. I thank you for the father and the mother that didn't understand. I thank you for everything that's happened in these people's lives to catapult them into purpose. Father, we will not harbor any bitterness and unforgiveness in our heart, because everything that's happened to us to this point has pushed us in the position that you want us to be in. And because you have now positioned us, and God, there are things that came off of us while we were being positioned, and we don't even know what we're capable of now because we're so caught up in what happened. But Father, let us begin to see a clear picture of what we are now and what we should do now. And Father, don't let us ever forget what you have created us to be. And because you created us to be it, we shall not deny who we are. And if you receive that prayer, you believe that prayer, with a shout of amen in the atmosphere, we will seal the deal. Hallelujah. If you're close enough to three people, just go ahead and tell your testimony. Tell them they're coming for me. Yeah. They're coming for me. They're coming for me. They're coming for me. They got some problems they can't solve. They're coming for me. They don't have an interpretation to the dream. They're coming for me. Their problem, I am the solution to their problem. I am the solution to their problem. You are the solution to their problem. They're coming for you. Keep being faithful, but they're coming for you.